Hi guys, hi. The thing is, right, I actually live at home with my family, and how it works, right, is usually I'm in a lounge and I'm chilling and I'm relaxing and everyone else is just like in their rooms, like generally just chilling. But with my house, it can be very quiet at times, and so it makes, for someone like me who is kind of a loud speaker, it's really difficult to speak very low for me because I'm just like, what's the point? But I'm learning, guys. I'm learning. I promise you, I'm learning. Anyway, how is everybody? Happy New Year. Big up you. Big up 2022. Ooh, that rhymed. But yes, Happy New Year to everybody. Man, I don't really know. I'm not going to make this one a long one, to be very honest with you. I just think I want to, like, kind of just... Yeah, I'm just going to touch base on certain things, you know, walking myself into the new year. You know, I actually had a really good New Year's opener, if I'm very honest. I had it with my closest friends. And it was just beautiful. It was fun, funny, and it was just a really good day. It was a really good 31st into the first as well. Because I ended up crashing at my friend's house and we stayed literally the whole day, and then slept until Sunday. And then it was just, that was it. And then I went home. So it was just really, really nice to just really open the new year in that way for me in particular. It was nice, you know. Nothing felt forced, you know, and with the kind of job I'm in, I wasn't working or anything stupid like that, so it was really nice to just be chilled and be with people I genuinely love and care for, you know, as well. Every year, by the way, I do it usually with my family too, so it was a bit of a change, which was really nice for me. So yeah, but that was really good, guys. I hope you all had a lovely New Year's as well. What are we walking into the new year with and saying goodbye to in 2021? That is the question I want you guys to reflect on, and I'm going to leave you with that question. And if you have an answer for me, please do reply in some form to me, because I really would love to know. You know, for me, I've been reflecting on that. I've been reflecting on what I would love to leave. There's a lot of things that I would want to leave, but there are things that are still lingering, unfortunately, due to unfortunate circumstances that are a little difficult to get out of. But in terms of other things, you know, I've let you know, stuff go, people go, you know, and you know, it's for me as an Aquarius moon, for my people out there that can relate to the Aquarius moons, like, you know, we can become quite attached, you know, quite attached and quite emotional. And for me, it's been a bit of a journey, you know, when it comes to saying goodbye. You know, I'm not good at goodbyes, you know, just like I'm not usually good at saying no's, but I'm learning people to say no, as you all should too. But but yeah, like, it's not very easy for me, you know. But you know, I think in some sense, you know, I think taking the time to really unwind my mind as well as I can, even though it's still a little claustrophobic, I think, you know, some things I guess need to happen, unfortunately. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say in regards to those things, but certain things need to happen sometimes for doors to really open and for you to really breathe, you know. And I feel like I'm breathing. I feel like I haven't breathed for a very long time. And when I say that, I mean authentically me breathing, you know. And that's deep. I think that's a very personal, deep thing to actually express. So pat on back, well done, P. I've not really said it before, guys. I'm sharing it with you firsthand. But yeah, like, I think it's a really big deal personally, you know, when you get to that stage. So yeah, I am on that road right now, guys. I'm on that road of recovery, I guess. I think mostly just, like I said, trying to find me again, because I've let myself go. Like, I do feel like I haven't been able to. And I think this is all, like, obviously due to experiences with certain circumstances, but, you know, also just personal, you know, I think it's more now about trying to discover me, you know. I think I lost the journey. Like, it's crazy to think that you can lose yourself, do you know what I mean, and kind of, like, navigate off the road, you know, from what you know you used to be and do to, like, where you are now. It's absolutely crazy, you know. And I think for me, for the past 2 years, with everything that has gone on, yeah, just obviously I don't want to keep dwelling and reflecting on the 2 years and stuff. I don't think it's healthy in any way, you know. I think it's just trying to move forward. But I just think within that period, it's been very fucking weird and very fucking challenging, and I generally feel like I had lost, you know, the inspiration, the drive that one would have, you know, when it comes to trying to be someone, do something, you know. Even though I was dipping and diving, I wasn't, you know. And there were so many other things in between that, you know, I think about, and I think, raw, like, if I was present, would this have happened? If I was around a bit more, would this have happened, you know? So, you know, it's been an interesting, it's been an interesting experience, I think, for the past two, three years, maybe. Yeah, it's been a very odd one. But and like I said, nothing, like, there are still a few things family wise in that, you know, we're fighting and battling through, you know. And it is a challenge. It's a massive challenge, you know. But I think day by day, we're just taking it and praying and staying hopeful and being hella positive when we can, and trying new things to generate better wealth and better happiness, I think, in some sense, whilst we try and curb the not so good energy at the moment, you know. So yeah. But anyway, but yeah, the message really is, set yourself fucking free. Literally, set yourself free this year. Even if you feel a bit worried about where the direction will be going, just set yourself fucking free. Like, honestly, like, you know, this system is so fucking weird. So fucking weird, with so many weird humans, you know. I know I'm talking to humans, guys, but it's like, sometimes I speak so, like, third person, like, I forget that humans are actually humans, and I'm just like, what? But yeah, like, we humans are all very, very fucking weird and long. And, you know, I think it's really gotten to that point at the age that I'm at to just be like, you know what, just fuck this shit. Like, I just, honestly, like, just live. I'm just gonna see, you know, the direction that is meant for me for this year, I guess. Stay hopeful and positive, and just work smart, not hard. Work smart. And that's the energy, and that's the message. Work smart and not hard. And I know this saying has been said so many times, but it's actually facts. Work smart, not hard. Because I feel like if you work hard, then you're going to pace yourself out, you're going to become extremely tired, you're going to get to a point where it's like, I'm really not seeing anything. But if you work smart, then you're being smart by the decisions you make, the choices you make, what would be the best choice that would lead you to the next step. You're always thinking ahead. And that's what you want to think. It's what you want to do. So yeah, that's the message. Yeah. Anyway, I will be back to do a longer one, see how everyone's doing, and the next topic, and so forth. All right, guys. Love y'all. See you. What's up, everybody? Hi, everyone. Sorry, I'm eating my pasta as I speak to you guys. So where do I mean, look, let me start here. So I've just come back from a little hotel stay, a hotel called the Mocky. It was actually really, really nice, I will not lie.
yeah, it wasn't what I thought it would be. Do you know what I mean? I kind of thought it would just be, oh, one of those, like, normal, like, nice, you know, not so expensive, cheap hotels, little getaway for the weekend. So it would just be, you know, just a basic standard hotel. But it was actually really nice. Like, the beds were extremely soft. The TV was lovely. The view, I was on the 7th floor. So, like, the view from there was absolutely beautiful. Like, I love a good view. I love heights. So if I can get a good view, it like, brings me so much joy. I don't think you understand. Brings me so much joy. But, just come back from there and I feel quite nice, if I'm honest. You know, you kind of come back to reality and you do quickly, fastly fall back into that depth of like, oh, we're here again. But then I'm trying to just remind myself, you know, that yes, I'm in this surrounding, but I'm also coming back from something that, you know, something that I kind of coming back being reimbursed. You know, it's the small things, I say. It's the small things that can sometimes make you come back to your reality, but also realise that you've just been rebirthed. And it was self-time, I called it. Self-time. You know, I don't feel like I have much self-time. I live in my house with my family, you know, who I love dearly. But it really is getting to that point right now for me where I'm like, you know, I do need my own space. It's a weird one because it's a back and forth situation. Like, it feels like I want to be here because I'm with my family. And because I'm with my family, everything's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. But then I'm like, actually, I could do with genuinely being by myself in a space that is just mine. And I can breathe. And I can just be in my own brain. Do you know what I mean? Without worrying about the outsiders or anyone else outside of my own bubble. Like, that's all I feel I really need right now. So that's kind of where I'm at. And that's why I did this hotel break stay, which was really, really nice. So yeah, guys, my great advice for you so far in early years of 2022, with everything that's going on, especially in the UK, I think whenever you can, run. No, run literally to a getaway. Go somewhere, go out of the country, you know, or go to a hotel, hostel, whatever it is that's gonna make you feel comfortable and within your own space, do it. Do it. Do it. Go and enjoy your own time and really reflect on yourself and reflect on the things, I guess, that you want. Sometimes I found that when you reflect on the things that you want as well, though, sometimes can put you back into a deep, dark place. That's because you're now thinking about all the things you want to do, but you know the challenges or the difficulties that it would take to get to that. And so you instantly fall back into that cloud that you were in before you came to the getaway, you know? And so it's 50-50 when it comes to those things. Because if you're someone that can actually benefit and manifest, like, okay, I'm in my own space, I'm comfortable, then that means, you know, I'm okay to think about the things I want to do. Because it can be rewarding, obviously. But, you know, I'm one of those people. I can fall into that dark space again because I've told myself, oh my God, there's so much things I know I need to do. And then I instantly start thinking, even at my getaway, okay, let me get my laptop, let me start working. But then I have to stop and tell myself, hold on, Paris, what the fuck are you doing? Like, no, no, this is your break. This is your time, you know? So it's those things that I've realized, you know, as well. Like, you just have to go for oneself and really enjoy that moment with being alone, you know? And when you're alone, I find that you're actually able to really be in your thoughts and your brains, but in the respectful way that it should be. And you get to learn a bit more about yourself, even if it's 24 hours by yourself in a place of comfortability. You will learn a lot about yourself and the things that, you know, you should be working on or things that you know, need to lay back on. You know, so that's kind of what I've been through for the past 24 hours. And it's been lovely. It has. And we're here. So anyway, guys, as I'm eating my pasta, which is getting cold because I'm talking so much. What was I going to say? So I'm sitting here, right? And now that I'm home, I am reflecting on some things. And that's okay. I don't feel bad about it. I'm just in my thoughts. And that's okay right now for me. Personally for me. But I'm thinking, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know what? Sorry, I just got a message and I don't understand. Oh. Okay, yeah, sorry. Do you know what I'm thinking? Just quickly, I'm not going to speak too much on it, but I'm so tired. yeah, of working in an environment, in a working class environment, right, where qualifications, like, I don't know, how am I going to phrase this without it not being, I don't know, rude or disrespectful or like, as if it's not of importance. How am I going to say it? Let me just say it. I'm tired of this idea of people thinking that, you know, if you have a PhD or some high qualified qualification, it seems as if you're able to do the job 1,000 times better than anybody else that doesn't have a PhD or some kind of high qualification. It's really bugging me. I'm sitting here and I just come into my house, and the reason why I say this is because of work stuff, and I'm thinking, hold on, these motherfuckers don't know how to do shit, but yet they've got a high-end role job which pays them nearly 40 annual to 50, 70 annual even, and they think that they know the job, but they don't. And I'm here thinking, there's myself and many other people that I've worked with throughout my years that have no high, I mean, I have a degree, master's, but like, it's not of what I do, do you know what I mean? It's completely opposite. So for me, it's like, in my head, I'm thinking like, I'm working in something that I didn't do or study. Do you understand? I was fresh in this market, fresh in this game. So I had to learn everything by myself, like every ounce. The health and social care industry, by the way. I had to learn everything by myself to get to where I am now, which is first line manager. Woo. But, and that's a great thing, you know, but, you know, whatever. But, but I just think at the end of the day, I feel like the whole idea of having high qualifications is absolute utter bullshit. Yes, it's something to celebrate. Yes, you're graduating. Yes, you have, you know, something that you've worked towards, because as you know, as the normal social society standards, it's vital that you have something of a high level to exceed and become more. But from my understanding, right, there are a lot of people, even billionaires, who have dropped out of school, literally, or literally had nothing, literally, and have made themselves be something without having to have to go to school or have a qualification that is on a high level standard. And that's my problem. You know, I work in an environment where I work extremely hard. So do the people that I work with also. Majority of them don't have like qualifications that are so fucking ranked high that, you know, you sit on the highest pyramid stool and think you're king and queen. Like, they don't have that, and I don't, in that sense, in this field. So it's kind of like, how dare these people, like, how dare, I think what needs to happen, right, I think people really, it's like many things that are within the society that people need to let go. I think this is one of those things. Yes, work towards it, yes, have it on your back, but it doesn't determine whether you can actually fucking do the job or not. I'm sorry, it's the truth. It actually does not determine that you can actually get physical, dirty, and actually put in the work that is required for you to do, because it don't mean shit. And that's what I'm tired about, because like I said, I have people at work that mention, oh, I have a PhD in, and I'm like, sis, do you think I give a toss? Do you think I care? As long as you can get your hand gritty and dirty and you can show me and everyone else that you actually can do the job that's required as manager or whatever the responsibility. If it's in the health and social care, you're always supporting, no matter what role you're in. Even if you're the CEO, you still come in and you still ask questions and support. Do you understand? So you're never far away from the actual purpose of what care is. So to me, at the end of the day, I feel like there's no excuse when it comes to having a high qualification. Like I said, I'm not knocking it, but it doesn't determine whether you can actually do the job or not, period. And that's it. There's no further discussions. I'm just talking to myself right now and you guys, but there's no further discussions. Like, it's as simple as that. And I'm just sitting here looking out my window thinking, wow, like, people actually go around thinking because they have a piece of paper, they actually feel that they are the fucking all high God almighty. And it doesn't work like that. Not in this world. It actually doesn't. And it's taken me a while, because I was someone that was at that age once where I was like, oh my God, I need to, you know, graduate and have my family around. And they're all great, proud moments that everybody should celebrate. You know, it is a rewarding feeling. But at the same time, you know, I went to the Brit School, which is a performing arts school where many famous artists, as we know, have come out of. And I'm not discouraging where I am, but look where I am, you know. And I know I will get somewhere and be somewhere. I know that. But at the end of the day, I thought I was walking at that school thinking I was going to be the next Adele, love. That never fucking happened. So, you know. So, at the end of the day, I think it's more about the reality of things and actually Yeah, just actually being honest with oneself and not allowing certain things to make you feel big-headed or make you feel that you're of more importance, because you never will, and you will never have that respect from other people. That's what people need to understand. No matter how much you glow or you feel that you're so high on, and people will never respect you. Do you get what I mean? And that's another thing I've learned. You have to be honest and sincere and not feel like you're more higher than other people in any field that you really work in, realistically. Because, you know, I always say, empathy is a must. And if there's empathy, then there's success. And that's just as simple as that, really, especially when it comes to the humankind. So, yeah, that's my little rant over. I may come back with something else soon. But I just felt like I had to share this with you guys on this podcast. And yeah, I have a few other exciting little things that I'm working towards, but I'm not going to say anything. But I'm excited, you know. I think it's an excitement I haven't been feeling for a while. I haven't had much of a buzz, you know. You just feel so inspired, guys. Like, just like you don't really feel inspired, is what I meant to say. Yeah, like I haven't really felt so inspired. So I think it's nice to kind of, I don't know, with everything going on in the world and shit, it's kind of nice to feel excited about something, I guess. So here we are. Anyway, my lovelies, I will speak to y'all soon. Have a really good day. And yeah, just remember what I said. It's important, you know? It's important. Do the work first. Pull it. Get your hands dirty. Peace. Hi, guys. Hello. Okay, so this is going to be... Take this as an ASMR moment. Yeah, take this as an ASMR moment. I'm actually going to be speaking like this because, you know, I am at home, but my family are sleeping upstairs and I'm downstairs chilling. Like, as you guys are aware, my cat's right beside me. She's staring at me, but so she's like, give me attention. But as you guys are aware, I like to, you know, have my privacy respected as well as I can, even though I'm in a house that I share with family. So I have to kind of keep things quiet at a minimum so that not everyone hears my conversation. Okay. Sorry. You know, when I talk quiet like this, I yawn. Does anyone else do that? Like when you talk really quiet and you yawn just randomly, even though you didn't want to. Anyway, guys, I am literally on edge. Like, I am so on edge. I am more on edge than I think I've ever been. I mean, where do I start? I have my counsellor who I can talk to. You know, I have a counsellor that I speak to. You know, and that's great. She's amazing. You know, and it really does help. It really does. Oh my gosh, it really does. You know, just, yeah. But then you obviously realise, you know, you obviously realise that once that's all done, reality hits back, you know? And I feel like reality... Yeah, I feel like reality, you know, hits back stronger sometimes after those kind of, like, things, because you realise, all right, I feel pumped, I feel good, but then you realise, like, I still need to get over certain things, and that's kind of my headspace. Even right now, the reason I'm doing this is because of, like, how I feel right now, you know? And I think the only thing right now is just, I think the biggest thing that I tweeted today is, like, how does one, you know, get over heartbreak? Like, how is one able to move on? You know, I've got things here that I'm trying to do, you know, at these times. Like, I like to work late. You know, so I've got my business that I'm starting up and working on. I've got, like, a few little cool projects that I want to, you know, develop on as well. And hopefully get done or be put out into the universe by the end of this year. But it's like, I'm just torn. Like, I'm really sitting here, you know. I'm really sitting here. I'm going to be honest. I'm really sitting here. Missing my ex. Now, it's okay to say that. I feel like it's okay to say that because
I think like a lot of us, you know, end up in these situations, and we tend to not speak about it, or we tend to just pretend, you know, like everything is fine, you know, and you know, but like, I'm not even gonna front. Like, I think everyone feels this way when, you know, you have not only the missing situation, but you also have, you know, like work life and all those things that you're trying to balance, and you're also trying to balance trying to be somebody and make something happen, you know. But then on top of that, like I said, there is that, especially, I mean, not everybody's been in relationships or had a relationship, but for those that have and know what it feels like to break up with someone and actually it be official, it's kind of like, ooh, like it does throw you on edge, you know what I mean? Especially if you're that kind of person that is, you know, what you call it, especially if you're that kind of person who is, like, if you have, like, general, like, if you're, like, attachy, kind of, like, I don't know how to explain it, but if you're somebody that's basically, like, attachy and tends to be attached, like, tend to attach to people, you know, you would be in that kind of shoebox where you're like, okay, yeah, this is a struggle. And I'm kind of that person, if I'm honest. I like to think I'm very independent, which I am. But then I've come to realise that there are many avenues to that meaning of independency, you know. And I obviously strive in one road, you know what I mean, with where my independency lies. But then obviously there are other avenues that are there. So basically, the moral of the story is that, yeah, it's just difficult, guys. Like, it's very weird. It's a very difficult time in some sense for me in that context, because, like I said, I'm, you know, coming to terms and realizing that, you know, I'm single now and I'm by myself, you know, and I'm not really looking for anything. Yes, I'm on apps now. I'm not gonna lie, I am, but and when I say that, I mean sensible apps, you know, like a Hinge or Tinder. That's literally it. But but like, even that doesn't excite me. Like, I don't know. And if people be like, well, you're still, you know, going through heartbreak, so you're not gonna feel that drive to want to meet people. But I just think in general, I don't know, I feel like I always had a goal set out that I was gonna experience a relationship for a period of time anyway. I mean, if it went on longer, then that's obviously great, but you know, it would have been decent, you know, but I did have that goal from the beginning, you know, no matter what, if I end up in a relationship with whoever, I'm gonna, you know, be dedicated, you know, or at least when I say dedicate, I mean like for a long period of time, you know, it's just so I can weigh out how it feels to be in a relationship, which I did, and I'm proud that I did, you know, I was able to do that, I guess, but yeah, just definitely, you know, I'm definitely in a lonely place. I think I'm in a place right now where I'm like, okay, Paris, like, stop thinking about this, stop thinking about that, delete literally everything now, and just start the fuck over, like, literally, because clearly they have, clearly they have, you know, so yeah. Starting over is key for me right now, and I don't know, there's no special book for it, is there really? I just think it's just accepting all these feelings and emotions that I'm feeling and just letting it just like pass, I think, is the best thing. It's just letting it like be where it is, and then like excuse me, eventually it will just go, you know, and you'll start again. But yeah, anyway, that's pretty much it for now. Like, I didn't even want to come here, but I just felt like there is no one else to talk to. And I love my podcast. I love just airing things out. And for those that do listen or are interested, I appreciate you. I respect you. And yeah, big up you. Anyway, take care. And to all my broken hearters out there, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's not the end of the world, trust me. Better to come, I guess, as they say. All right, peace.
Hi guys, currently having some noodles and some egg on this fine Sunday. I don't know, I feel like I just want to cry now and just let it out. I don't know why I feel this way. I think if I'm very honest, I think through all the stages that I've been through the couple of months, I don't know, I feel like this day in particular is a very difficult day for me, just emotionally, you know? And I think that's fine, you know? I think it's something that I have to go through. I guess going through it alone, I think, is what's really hard. And I think that's what, really, like, painful the most, you know, in some sense. It's crazy because I feel like throughout the past few months, I have, you know, I don't know, I feel like I've, like, grown a lot within myself. And I say that very lightly because I feel like I still have a lot of, like, growing to do. You know, you can't speed these things, you can't rush these things of growth and transformation, you know, but I definitely feel within the last few months, you know, I feel like I have definitely, I don't know, I can feel it too. I don't know if it's like a clip, but I feel different in some sense. I feel like the maturity of how I think and feel about things and about just life and, you know, yeah, and the humans that, like, are around me as well currently. Like, I don't know, I just feel a bit more different in regards to certain things, even from the smallest things. From the smallest things, just such as, like, communication and just, like, when to say no and, you know, learning to really, like, kind of put myself first. And I say that in a sense of, like, because I feel personally, from my own opinion, that I'm quite giving, or I feel like I'm quite nurturing, actually, is the word. I'm very nurturing towards others. And so I feel that being nurturing, you tend to forget, you know, you tend to forget about yourself, you tend to forget about who, I don't know, you tend to forget, like, yeah, you kind of forget to, you kind of forget about yourself in some sense, which then brings you to that, like, road of, like, okay, so, I don't know, it's like, because you notice that there are people that care, and you notice that there are people out there that have always, you know, worried about you and stuff, but then you have this thing deep down you where it's like, I mean, I don't know if it's selfish to say, but is it enough? Like, what I generally feel inside, or, you know what I mean, or felt or whatever, you know, it kind of is like you maybe never really understood or saw that in any way. You know, I'm just talking on an out spectrum, you know, this is for nobody, like, in particular or anything like that. It's just, you know, people that have just come and gone in my life. Like, I just think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, sometimes I wish that my, you know, people can just zip me open and actually just see everything there, you know, because then I think it would make more sense and maybe help others, I don't know, see different when it comes to me. But yeah, guys, like, I don't know, today I just feel really emotional. I think I'm just in my feelings, as you know, I've had a breakup. But I think it's also just trying to, like, figure out my next life, you know? I haven't been alone. And I say alone lightly because, yeah, I have my family and friends, you know? But, I mean, like, in my space, you know? Like, I haven't had space, like, to myself, like, my own bubble for the past 2 years and a bit, you know? And it's kind of, I don't know, it's very interesting. I don't know, it's like a lost puppy in some sense, you know, but I don't know, I feel like it's something that I have to go through again. I feel like I'm here for a reason, honestly, I do, you know, as hard as it is, and as hard as my mind constantly thinks about things on overtime, and, you know, and as often as I get emotional about certain things, I don't know, I just feel like, yeah, I don't know, guys, it's very odd, it's very, very, very odd, you know, and I'm not a crier, but, like, I feel like I just want to burst into tears. And like, you know, it's tears where it's like you just can't stop crying. Like, that's how I kind of feel right now. And it's okay. Like, honestly, like, I don't want no sympathy or anything from anyone, unless if anyone even listens to this podcast. But I'm sure one day I will look back on this podcast and maybe, just maybe, if God or whoever sides with me in this higher realm, maybe I might be in a better place, a happier place, maybe, I don't know, a transformative place, you know. That's what I hope moving forward. Yeah, it is going to be a difficult time, and I have accepted that. So I got my noodles here and my egg, and I'm like, oh girl, I gotta get into this. But yeah, I'll get into it in a minute. But yeah, like, I just think at the end of the day, I just gotta take what this is. I gotta take on what this emotion is and just work around, I don't know, moving out of it, if that makes sense. Kind of like stripping away, I don't know, I guess stripping away the old me and kind of reinventing myself. The worst part is tomorrow's Valentine's Day. But we keep it moving, you know, like, we keep it moving. Yeah, we keep it moving. Do you know what I mean? It's a day. What I've learned is that love comes. Love is meant to come every day. There's never one particular day that love is meant to be shown. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned in my relationship. Do you know what I mean? Love is meant to be given to you every day. It's meant to be shown to you every day. You know? And that's deep. And I just think that's something that, you know, moving forward in my life with, you know, I think that's something that I always have to remember is, you know, to always shed love, always give love, you know, always show that person, you know, even yourself, you know, just how much you love them and how much you genuinely care, you know. I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned, I think, just coming out of a relationship and just growing as an adult, you know. So yeah, here's to the next stage, guys. Here's to the next stage. Yeah. Here's to the next stage. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna love you, and I'm gonna leave you, and I'm gonna eat my noodles and egg. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak soon.